Clint. The Texans, it's just really a natural thing that has to occur for teams that are taking next steps and teams that are trying to get to the next level. And that is the big thing that can happen from within the team is guys improve and get better. Guys take steps forward, right?
Got to do it.
And you know, it can help. And I think we saw it here recently. Hell, I think Nico Collins took another step from his first year with Stroud. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just got injured. He would have blown away what he did, and you could just see it in his play that he was a better player. Will Anderson damn sure took another step forward from his rookie of the year. He went defensive rookie of the year to bona fide Pro Bowler as what happened to him. Jalen Petrie took another step from the first year, the last year with Lovie Smith to the first year with, or the second year with D'Amico Ryans. He took steps forward as well and was playing at a Pro Bowl level before he got injured. You've got to have guys take steps.
Derek Stingley.
Well, yeah. Derek Stingley took a step from being the player of the month to end the season 2 years ago to maybe being a top three corner in the league. Maybe, hell, first team all pro. Yep. So, hell, a top two corner in the league with Patrick Surtain. So, yes, steps forward. The Texans are going to need to have that happen again. Of course, they're going to need to do stuff in the offseason. They're going to need to probably add some spots on the offensive line. Ain't going to probably. They're going to need to add some stuff at the offensive line, some other areas on the team. But they also are going to need growth from within, from guys that are already on the roster. We named some that grew last year to help this team get better. What are some names out there, Clint, that jump out to you that you feel like have a real chance and should take another step to help this team?
Look, there's several on the offensive side of the football. Damian Pierce, John Metchie, Cade Stover. Those are three guys that either it's time, like you've been here long enough and it's time that you take the next step and start contributing at a bigger pace, or they're just guys that we desperately need to take the next step. I think those three, I want to mention them in a group. Now there's three more offensively, Ron, and I'm gonna save the best for last here. But it starts with C.J. Stroud. Like, C.J. Stroud has to be better. And I'm not even talking about a box score better. I'm not talking about a avoid pressure better. Like, to me, C.J. Stroud has to take ownership of this offense, whatever the Texans offense is going to look like post Bobby Slowick. Like, it's not his first year anymore where you got to handle him with kid gloves and you got to kind of just bring him along at his own pace. It's not year two where now you've announced to the world that you're going to try to be more explosive and stretch the field, right? It's about ownership in the offense, which to me is in the moment on the field, handling situational football, fixing problems. And again, I'm not talking about post-snap with your play. I'm talking about the line of scrimmage. You have command of the offense, whether it's going pass to run, run to pass, or it's directing the traffic up front to protect yourself as a quarterback. I just think C.J. Stroud has to improve, and I think the department where he improves the most and has the most, opportunity to improve, Ron, is in the ownership category of whatever the offense looks like in Houston next year.
He most definitely can be better.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and obviously, again, it was not all him. That the reason why it wasn't better, as you just explained, but there is most definitely, you know, CJ can put together a better year than that.
Well, you hope that just what they're going through right now is part of that. You hope that whatever Bobby Slowick was holding CJ Stroud back from doing, which there was a lot of stories out there that he don't have the freedom to change the play, didn't have the freedom to change to direct the traffic up front to protect himself. Whatever was going on up there, you hope that's nipped in the bud. And if it is, the next step is, okay, CJ, we're hands off, baby. Here's the playbook. Get out there and do your thing. And I think that's paramount. If the Texans get beyond the divisional round, that's going to happen. That's going to have to happen.
But I think he's a good one to have on the list because right now I do think – the number one story right now in Houston is directly, you know, tied to what kind of CJ are you going to get,
absolutely.
Right? Like, yeah, I mean, if he gets, especially if he gets somebody they can work with If you get somebody that, that's a new offense and they're clashing, they're struggling,
Bobby Slowick didn't get fired because he couldn't create a consistent run game. Bobby Slowick didn't get fired because he can't score touchdowns in the second half. Bobby Slowick got fired because he couldn't protect C.J. Stroud. And for whatever reason, again, I don't know what's true with all the reports that are coming out of there, but I do believe that there was some serious friction between Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud and probably Bobby Slowick and the staff as a whole. So, Bobby's not here because he didn't protect the prized possession, the franchise, and that's C.J. Stroud. And they've got to be better. They got to be better, more C.J. Stroud-esque and essentially giving that ownership. Yeah, so I think number two, Juice Scruggs. I think Juice Scruggs, this team has a middle of the offensive line, guard, center, guard problem right now. And I think Juice Scruggs, it's time that he steps up, and I think he has the ability to step up and answer, fill one of those spots, whether it's center, whether it's guard or center, he's got the ability to do it. So I think Juice Scruggs has to be significantly better. Ron, and I saved one on that list, obviously. I left him off my list the first time and you highlighted him. So go ahead, man. Let me know who your number one
is. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's Dalton Schultz. When you're just looking at areas that can improve and get better is like, it's not even his run blocking. Although I just believe he can do better than what he did at times.
Oh, sure.
And run blocking, his pass protection. Like I just believe he can do better. But for me it's what he was signed to do didn't hold up as well. He wasn't a great receiving threat for this team. So to me, I've seen him get better. This isn't a deal of like, hey man, I need you to jump up to be an all-pro like Derek Stingley. I just need you to, can you jump up and be the dude that you was 16 months ago?
Well, it's interesting the way you phrase that, Ron, because I think that's the best I've heard it, right? Is there's certain guys on this team, right, rookies excluded, and guys on rookie contract. Don't. I'm not worried about them, right? But guys that were either brought in as a free agent or got a new deal here in Houston. Those guys have to. Like it starts with those guys have to do what they were signed here to do at the level that the team expected them to do it, and that is Laremy Tunsil. You got to pass protect like one of the best in the league. Dalton Schultz, you have to, in the pass game, be one of the more cerebral guys, and you have got to get back to being able to create separation and be a weapon in the pass game, not just a security blanket when everybody's bailing out deep. Right? Nico Collins, you got to be the dude in the pass game right now. Like you got to be the number one wide receiver. And what we know you can do is catch the football well, run after catch well. You're smart enough to move around and do different things. He's got to be able to do those things. Joe Mixon to me, like he's got to be able to run the football effectively, which we saw this year. They've got to use him in the pass game, and he's got to catch the football out of the backfield more than just the screen game. Like the dudes that you signed and you brought in here, Azeez Al-Shaair, you gotta do what they brought you in here to do at the middle linebacker position. Danielle Hunter on the defensive side of the football. They brought him in here to do one thing, and that's pressure quarterbacks, and he did it as well as anybody in the league. Right? Those dudes, Ron, have to do what they were signed to do. And you're right. Dalton Schultz, he behind C.J. Stroud, he's the only other one that I should have put on this damn list. Because he's got to be a not just a good receiver, he's got to be a weapon in the pass game.
Who else you got on here?
Well, I flip it over the defense side of the ball now.
Yep.
I think it's Jalen Petrie and Christian Harris.
You think you don't? Because I think there are some guys, Clint, that have maxed. I think Titus Howard has maxed. I don't know that there's another step or level for Titus Howard to get to. Eric Murray, I don't know if he's coming back, but I think he's maxed. You think Jalen Petrie, you think there's another step because he took a step from year one to year two with D'Amico big time to a Pro Bowl caliber player.
Oh, yeah.
You think there's another – you don't think Jalen Petrie's maxed out?
No, I don't think he's maxed out. I don't think – I think he's maxed out. Like, I think we've seen the best of Jalen Petrie as it pertains to the instincts jumping off the field and, you know, being a weapon in the pressure game and being a I've always thought he's a great tackler, but I think there was a time when people thought he couldn't tackle because he missed a couple of clutch tackles. I think he's a great tackler and a good defender of the run game kind of deal. I think, one, he can stay healthy and do those things and really highlight those things to the world, to the national, on the national scene. I think he can jump on that. He's on our scene, but I think he has the ability to jump on the national scene from that nickel defender position. And I think if you just look at his game, I think he is still, you know, his weakness over the last year, and it got better throughout the season, but his weakness early on was the coverage skills. I think he goes to work in an offseason where he is flat out working straight coverage skills because he knows that's where, one, he knows that's where he's going to play, right? And two, he knows that's the weakness of right now of his game, and he's got to get better. I think you see a different Jalen Petrie. No question about it. There, I have zero doubt that Jalen Petrie can take his cover game to another level. From what we've seen, I mean, everything about him screened his instincts.
So you, because that's where I'm at. Like, I think Jalen Petrie is good in a Pro Bowl level. I wonder, is there another level in his coverage?
Well, I think he can. I think he can become a legit Pro Bowler, and I think that he can become a guy that when you talk slot defenders in the NFL, you talk. Like Jalen Petrie's in the conversation. I don't know that he is right now. He is in Houston, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he is, you know, nationally when you talk about slot defenders. Now, I think it's going to look a little different in D'Amico's defense. You can't have him primarily in coverage. Like, he's not a lockdown corner. Like, some of these teams have a corner they bump inside. That's a different animal there. I don't think he's ever going to be that. But you talk about a guy that can lock up on tight ends and it is going to be, you know, in a pinch, could cover some good slot receivers and not get his ass whooped, and ultimately at the end of the year be one of the better nickel overall defend, not nickel cover guys, but overall defenders that plays down in, down out in this 11 personnel NFL world we live in now. Yeah, I think there's another step he can get to.
Yeah, one more defensive side.
Well, Christian Harris. Yeah, for me, Christian Harris. I mean, late, which is the blatant obvious, right?
One, four games, I think.
Yeah, I mean, even like if you look last year at how good he was, like it's time, man. Like we've heard D'Amico Ryan say that this is the most talented linebacker he's ever coached, and he's had some really, really good ones, and we've seen flashes. Now, staying healthy and going out there and playing a full season in D'Amico's system with some experience, knowing the system instead of trying to learn the system. Yeah, again, another guy that if he can play at or above his ceiling and stay healthy, he's a Pro Bowler, right? At least talent-wise, he is. So, yeah, he's got to step
in. What he was doing at the end of the year last year.
Yes.
Was like, woo.
Absolutely.
Woo, and he's just there just because, hell, he didn't play. Yeah. Didn't play for a long time.
Well, that injury was weird, man.
Yeah, it was weird. And then the finish of the season is weird. I'm in them eight plays, them eight postseason defensive snaps he got. Healthy. It's an interesting thing. The one I would add. And I understand the young guys is Kalen Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think, as you talked about Derek Stingley, like, I think there is a level. Kalen was playing really well anyway and got his hands on taking the ball away multiple times. But then there was some moments, Clint, where it was like, yo, he's getting beat deep. They're confused. They've got him or they've confused him. I think he can clean that up and take another step forward too.
I agree.
So he's one big time there that I think can take the step forward.